Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Hello, everyone. This is I Should Be Writing Season 17, Episode 37. I wrote it down.
Well, I should be writing.
My name is Merle Lafferty. I use she, her pronouns. This is I Should Be Writing and the podcast for wannabe fiction writers. It's been going on since 2005 before I made any sales, and I'm still doing it now in 2021. I've made more sales since then. So I've got that irritating feeling of when you're on a big project and you want to give updates, and the update is I'm still working on the project. Last week I had my devastating discovery that I lost all my edits and hadn't done a ton of edits, so I hadn't lost that much, but I did lose a good couple of days of work, which brought me down a lot, so I'm still trying to recover from that and make sure I went through and remembered all the little things. I mean, little bitty things, like I gotta remember that somebody no longer lives in the swamp of East Carolina. They live in the mountains of Tennessee, and I gotta make sure that every time I mention anything about that, it's all the same. So I'm still working on that. And I'm gonna take a break from writing once I'm done, but not from streaming. I realized today that I have... I'm going to be talking about ADHD in a minute, but one of the symptoms of ADHD is impulsivity, and I realize I almost have the opposite. I mean, sometimes I'll do an impulse purchase, but things like... I'm trying to find a new overlay, and I feel like it's the biggest decision of my life. And I find one I like, and then I find one thing I don't like about it. And I'm like, oh, well, I can't do that. I'll be working on little bitty back-end stuff for the stream when I'm done. So yeah, I'm still working on the novel that has no title, and really hoping to turn it in soon so I can get a little bit of time off and then start working on the novella. Decision paralysis? Yeah, that might be it. So, I like to talk about news on the show, and I like to talk about your news. I don't think I have... Well, I have a little bit of news that's just very happy for me. I've been getting in touch with music groups to get permission to use their lyrics as beginnings of parts of my novel. And first I got... Even if you know the people involved, it's still stickier than you think, because once I got their verbal agreement, I then had to send them an official document to sign from my publisher. So, that finally came in on two of my quotes, so I'm just waiting for the third, but I'm very relieved and happy that one of the songs that actually inspired the book, I'll be quoting from that song, so I'm excited. But if you guys have any good news or any news, let me know. And this goes for if you're listening on the feed later. I do want to apologize. It's been my goal to start getting the episode up in time soon after I stream it, and I keep hitting roadblocks. And you know, once that bottleneck starts, you're not thinking about, oh, that thing is late. It's that thing is late and everything behind it is late. So I don't want to do it. So I finally chopped it up into little bits this weekend and I got through most of them. Everything is scheduled for Patreon and the feed and for I Should Be Writing and Patreon exclusive stuff. And Ditch Diggers will be coming shortly. So, Underpope says, as of yesterday, I'm at 50 submissions for 2021. That's amazing, dude! That's amazing. Do you have, like, a goal for the year, or are you just going, like, hardcore all the way through? That's extremely exciting, and I'm very proud of you for not letting the other things, like, rejection slow you down, because that's just, it's awesome. If you're new to the show, I always tell people rejections are worth celebrating because working writers get rejected. If you're not getting rejected, that means you're not submitting, which means you're not a working writer. It's part of the job, and you're doing part of the job, so pat yourself on the back. Feel sorry for yourself, it sucks, of course, but it is a sign that you're doing something right. Let's see, All That Jazz is well on the way of becoming an English teacher. That's awesome. And Christian Writing got edits back on my second short story acceptance, so that's moving forward and I'm excited. That's really exciting. Is this the one you told us about a little bit ago? Yeah, I can't remember. You said you got a sale at one point. Yes, that's the one, okay. Have I missed anybody? I got Christian Writing's edits. I can't talk today, which is good because I'm streaming. Oh, Underpope is the goal is 100 rejections for the year. Wow, you could do that in another couple of months and then just put your feet up. For Jasmine, my boss liked my idea in a meeting today, so that's cool. That's very cool. So, yeah, and if you're listening to this later on the podcast feed or maybe watching the VOD, if you have news you want to tell me, email it to me, mightymer@gmail.com, and I will put it into the next show. It's only happened once, but it was very exciting when it did. So I would love to feature your good news because I love hearing when the audience has good news. I'm not just celebrating mine. It's for everybody. And then I get to hit the yay button, which makes confetti fall. This is why you want to watch the live stream, because then you get to see the yay button. And I might push the sad button, too, just because it's funny. Push the sad button. Sad button not working. Why isn't the sad button working? Fine, sad button's not working. Now I'm sad. That's weird. Anyway, one thing I was doing this weekend was starting to read a book I got on ADHD called The Disorganized Mind, I think. And if I'd been thinking, I would have brought it up here with me to show you. But I think it's The Disorganized Mind. It had been recommended to me, and I bought it, and then I did that thing I do where, like, step one makes my brain think I've taken all the necessary steps. So I bought the book, and now I'm done, right? No. So I'd had the book for a while, but I finally started reading it, and it was illuminating. Like, I know I've got ADHD. I've been diagnosed as an adult. I'm working on dealing with it, but it's like she was mentioning things about myself that I hate about myself that can be connected to ADHD, and I was frankly shocked. The first two well, after a bunch of intro chapters, the first two actually talking about it and how to deal, the chapters are on time management and procrastination, which I kind of thought was the same thing, but it's not. Time management is a lot of, well, procrastination, she says that we often wait until the last minute to do something because the stress hormones are exciting. And so, like, doing something that's due next week, starting on it today, it's not exciting. It's boring. But if it's due tomorrow, then heck yeah, you gotta buckle down, you gotta work all night, you gotta bust your butt, and then it's done. And unfortunately, we're often good at making that work, and so that's a little reward that we get it, that it worked. But it's not healthy, and it's not a way, it definitely doesn't work well with other people. I mean, I'm sure my editor doesn't want to hear, oh yeah, I haven't started yet, I'm waiting on a 100,000 word book. I'm going to need to, like, reread that chapter and make a lot of notes. I've been listening to the audiobook while I'm running, which is multitasking, and you're not supposed to do that, but I think it's a little bit better when you're not, at least you're not, like, using your brain on something else. You're just listening. But I couldn't make any notes. But it was very helpful, the stuff that I was picking up. With the time management, you should stop thinking that you can do everything. Underestimating how long things take is a huge problem for me. And the thing is, I have trouble logging my time because I'll get distracted. So it's like, if I start working on something at 11 and then I look at Slack or Twitter for 15 minutes, have I worked for since 11:15? No, but if I started and did like 5 minutes and then looked, it's like, I can't even log time because I'm so distractible. And the weird thing about this, I'm hearing, this could be, what is it? When you learn about something and then suddenly you see it everywhere and you think it's all new, but it's been there, you just didn't know about it. There's a word for that. I forget what that is. Cognitive something. Bias? No. Somebody will know. Anyway, I feel like I'm talking to a lot of women who have been diagnosed in like the past 2 years, and like something about the pandemic has brought it out that some of the ways we're dealing with or doing things do not work. And it's hard to learn, especially since the medication available is, it just kind of makes you focus, but you still have to decide what to focus on. And it's embarrassing to me how long it took me to realize that. Like, I had to push the boulder before it went down the hill. And then I could focus on my work. But if I didn't start with my work, I'd just focus on something else really well. Boy, howdy would I focus. I've also admitted that I need help. So it's useful that my daughter's home from school now. And she's going to be doing some assistant stuff for me. Even if it's just, if my alarm says, you need to get ready for your stream now, because you're going to be streaming in 45 minutes. And that's a good amount of time to get started. I would see that and I would say, okay, past me, but you know, if I like work for another 10, 20 minutes, I'll be okay to start my stream on time. And I'll argue with myself, and then I'll be late. But now I have somebody who comes to my office door and says, you need to get ready for your stream now. And that makes a big difference. I could easily ignore her. No, it wouldn't be easy. I could ignore her just like I ignore the alarm, but we all know you need little brain hacks. Somebody real tells me I need to do something, it's stronger than if I wrote myself a little alarm. A lot of Gen X women are finally being diagnosed, myself included, since we were passed over as kids for not being hyperactive boys. Exactly, Girl Adventure. That's exactly my situation. I was not hyperactive. I was not, you know, I paid attention in class pretty well. I was the gifted kid who, if something was hard, I didn't really apply myself because everything, almost everything was really easy. And so when it was hard, I had a big problem and balked, which is, you know, I read that a lot of people in my generation were brought up that way. And what they're telling us to do is praise our kids for working hard, because that's something any kid can do. And, you know, if you work hard and it's easy, great. And if you work hard and it's hard, well, you just work a little harder. It's not, you don't get that, hey, this is easy for me. This is not easy for me, so I'm not going to do it. It's, people who study brains are just fascinating. They're more patient than I am. And if you guys ever get on a contract for a book, editors hear it all the time. I mean, there are a number of high-profile science fiction fantasy authors right now who are super late on books. Granted, you won't be making the publisher that much money. I'm betting. None of us do, except for them. But anyway, it happens. And the publisher definitely wants to know sooner rather than later. So when you have, when you know you're going to be late, tell them. I can't promise that your boss will be the same. I hope they will. But I do know that it's they just want to know in publishing. So yeah, I'm just, I got an app. What is it called? Inflow. I got an app called Inflow that's supposed to be for ADD. See, because I'm not hyperactive, I always drop the H, even though it seems that everybody actually says the H, regardless of whether they're hyperactive or not. But it's they have a 7-day free trial period, and then you have to pay for it. So I'm trying to do a 7-day period for myself, and if I like it, I will tell you guys. I'm not endorsed. I'm not. It's not a commercial. This is just, I'm trying out a new tool, and if I like it, I'll tell you. But it's called Inflow, and I've only done a couple of things so far. They try to do like one short lesson a day, which I can't decide if I like or don't like, because I guess it's the ADD part that wants to like hunker down and do all the work so I can do something else tomorrow. But I suppose that's one thing I'm working on already. So I did take a class in the beginning of the year that worked on goal setting for creative people. And I think that was the first time. I mean, I'm 48 almost, and I've been working from home for a long time, and I still didn't have a set schedule for writing. People kept telling me, oh, you work from home full time. When do you write? When do you podcast? And my answer is, well, kind of when I think about it and have time and nothing else decides it wants to be more important in my brain. And that doesn't make for good interview, for one thing. And two, it's really not good for my productivity. And finally, I was able to realize the most important thing in my life, you know, work-wise, is writing. And so that is the thing I do first thing in the morning. And where that tends to bite me is sometimes 11 o'clock will come and I'll want to keep going, either because I didn't focus as closely as I wanted to, or I'm just in the zone. But in the zone can be bad because hyperfocus is bad. Oh, thank you, Sario. The current DSM only recognizes ADHD, so ADD isn't used anymore. Interesting. Okay. So this year I have done a major novel rewrite, a major novella rewrite, and I wrote 5 scripts for a project that I would love to be announced soon. I'm not sure. And I would not have been that productive had I not finally restructured The book I'm reading also talks about productive procrastination, and the doctor who wrote it has, I'm assuming with permission, has featured a lot of her patients as, you know, this is the guy we're going to use to talk about procrastination. And there was a guy who was in business with his best friend, and his wife was their bookkeeper, so his wife, you know, cared about what he did at work and cared about what he did at home. And she had a list of things he would never get around to. And then one weekend, she knew he had a big presentation on Monday, and she finds him in the backyard cutting dead branches off a tree. She's like, why are you doing this now? And he said, you've been wanting me to do this for a long time. She's like, you've got a presentation! Go do that! And it's like, this is one of my biggest problems I've always had, which is I thought that my brain would be looking for something, anything other than writing, email, dishes, laundry. And I would think, once I get all those little things done, I won't have anything bothering me, so I'll be able to write. And either I wouldn't get everything done, because it's a lot of stuff, and I'm not good at figuring out how long things take. Yeah. Or I would wear myself out, because that's a lot of little things. It was a lot of changing gears in your mind, which is more tiring than you think. And, you know, it's been a big step to know that if stuff needs doing somewhere else, they're not as important as my book. And when I'm done with my book, then I can go do the other things. It's okay. And I think one thing that's helped me a lot is the stream. Because since I started streaming, every piece of advice I've read, besides Cipher of Tears etiquette information, which was very, very useful, is to be consistent and stick to your schedule. And so knowing that someone's waiting on a stream gets me here better than podcasting a schedule, scheduling my podcast, I should say, ever did. And so I'm very happy I started doing the live stream, because I'm at least putting out stuff regularly. The next step is actually uploading them to the podcast feed in time, but baby steps. We're working on it. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and end the show right here for the podcast feed listeners. If you want to hear the entirety of the podcast and all the discussions we have, you can go to patreon.com/mightymer and support there. Or you can join us live for free Tuesdays and Thursdays, 3 p.m. and 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time, respectively. But to find out more about me, you can email mightymer@gmail.com. or go to merverse.com to see all the work I do. On Twitch and Twitter, I'm Mighty Mer. And I hope to see you next time. And until then, you should be writing. Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/mightymer. I Should Be Writing theme music provided by John Anilio. You can find more about him at johnanilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. But I should be writing.
I should be working on my craft. And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.